This is Day to Day. Coming up, a brief summary of everything we've gotten wrong. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Actually, it's only corrections and letters from the last week. It's not that big a list, Alex. First, though, to politics, we're going to talk now about Senator Joe Lieberman's stubborn refusal to concede defeat. John Dickerson joins us. He's the chief political writer for the online magazine Slate. Hi, John.
Hi.
And the Connecticut Democrat lost a primary election yesterday to the anti-war candidate Ned Lamont. But on NBC's Today Show, John, you heard this. The senator told Matt Lauer he is sticking in the race, running as an independent. Here they are.
Is there anyone in the Democratic Party who could call you today and ask you to drop out that you would listen to?
Respectfully, no. I am committed to this.
John, details, please. It seems that the entire Democratic Party wants him to bow out, and he won't. Why?
Well, Senator Lieberman is like all senators. He likes power and wants to keep it. And also in Connecticut, the polling has shown, and we haven't seen any polls since the election, of course, but has shown that he is popular among unaffiliated voters and moderate Republicans, and that he would have a pretty good shot. And in fact, the polls have shown so far he would in fact win a general election, and that's what he's holding on to in addition to his desire to hold on to office.
There is a Republican in this race, but even so, you think Joe Lieberman might win?
I do. The Republican's not a very strong contender. Lieberman has lots of power in Washington. He can show the people of Connecticut that he can bring home the bacon for them. He's a national figure. Voters tend to like that. He was certainly surprised and beaten in this Democratic primary, but again, the voters in Connecticut in the middle of the spectrum have liked Joe Lieberman in the past and can probably be convinced to like him in the future.
Well, what are the Democrats going to do to try to talk him out of this, and are they going to be able to do it?
I don't think right now they're going to be able to convince him to do it. Of course, he's got the sting of the loss fresh in his mind, and now's probably not the time to do it. But they'll argue basically that this party that you've always loved is going to be destroyed by your staying in the race, and that you're being selfish, and that when you talk about John Kennedy and the history of the Democratic Party, it's that history that you're undoing by staying in the race.
Your piece in Slate yesterday pointed to not history, but actually the present and the future in terms of media campaigning as a big factor in Ned Lamont's success. And that is new media with especially YouTube, the online video site. What do you mean by that?
Well, we've heard a lot in this race about the bloggers, and one of the things that the bloggers and the online activists that support Lamont have done and did in this race rather effectively is they used video on YouTube and also on websites, and they did a number of things. They followed Lieberman around and got video of him doing things that would gin up the Lamont supporters. They also passed around videos from shows like The Colbert Report. Colbert ran several commentaries in which he essentially lampooned Lieberman. They were entertaining, witty, and every time one was produced, it would circulate among the Lamont supporters, make them laugh, and also keep them engaged in the campaign.
And we have a clip of that tape, Stephen Colbert repeatedly asking Senator Joe Lieberman to appear on his show.
Senator, the offer still stands. In fact, I've placed an empty seat here for you. Much like Jewish families set a place for Elijah at the Passover table, should he care to stop by.
The Colbert Report making fun of Joe Lieberman. You think this is an effective campaign tool, a very effective one. I'll just note your colleague at Slate, Mickey Kaus, says YouTube is too small scale to matter, which seems like an odd criticism from a blogger. But still, this is something that's going to matter in campaigning, you think?
I do. Well, as a successful self-promoter of his own video blogging, Mickey Kaus knows that there's a power to video that regular blogging on text doesn't have. And I think what the Lamont people did is they figured out how to use this new medium to keep their supporters regularly sort of ginned up, also to kind of catch Lieberman off balance. And since the internet and the web will only become more prevalent in human affairs and not less, we're likely to see that videos of this kind created and circulated by the Lamont campaign will start being used in other campaigns.
And finally, John, everyone is saying that this was a referendum on the Iraq War, was it?
In part it was, but it was also a referendum on the way that Lieberman treated members of his own party. And the big debate now is whether you can be a Democrat and speak out against others in your party and whether you'll be turned out for it, whether Lieberman did something that was a kind of bucking his party too much and whether that's allowed in the new Democratic Party.
John Dickerson, chief political writer for the online magazine Slate. John, thank you.
Thank you.